little something, something.
Started. Okay, cool.
We can do a little something. Do a little something, something. Ooh.
What's up? You really just started breaking into a rendition to do a little something, something.
Oh, that's a fucking song, though. That song man. Is the song, ain't it?
Yeah.
That's a real song. Niggas don't sing that song anymore. That song is a classic.
Can you hear?
I can't hear myself.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you probably need some
batteries. It's all good.
Yeah. Nah, actually.
You got remotes right there. Give me the fucking remote. Give this shit out the remote. Man, my bad. Damn. Soul Train, and Alfonso Rivero jumped on Soul Train.
I know. I mean, it's funny. I saw somebody actually post earlier today. They said, like, the 90s was the last decade. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I feel like everything that's come after since, like, 2000. Yeah, yeah. And it's been, like, a big... Yeah, yeah, that's when the assimilation started, because essentially it's just been kind of like the same rerun of the same things, just extended with upgraded technology.
When they started bringing the mom jeans back, man, I was like, oh yeah, we in a motherfucking matrix.
I mean, bell bottoms about to be back soon. Baggy jeans is back. They rocking JNCOs again.
When they start wearing fucking True Religion jeans, True Religion bootcut Jones, I'm ready to die again. When that shit start happening again, it's gonna be time for me to check on out of here, bro.
I don't think bootcut jeans are ever coming back, though.
Niggas love to say that, bro.
I don't know,
man. Love to say that.
Yeah, I know. I will say that. I mean, you know, the next thing I know, next season, bootcuts is back.
Bootcuts will be right back next season, and you gonna be looking at a pair too. That's the crazy part.
But I mean, as long as you do it the right way, though, because I mean, I think that's when one of the things that I've at least noticed with like the. I guess the extension of time with, like, you know, these fashion trends, that at least when it comes back, in most cases, it comes back better.
If yeah, I can say, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like new and improved.
New and improved. Like, all right, like, braids are back now, right? But
they braid tops, though. They braids without sides.
I mean, but even you got some sides, too. But now that the sides are back, it's kind of like a, you know, like, now that sides are back, you know what I mean? Like, you have all the designs, like. Remember back, like, you know, back in the day when AI was coming in with the exclusive braids, and he was the only dude that was really doing it right. You know what I mean? Because outside of that, you just had dudes like Beanie Siegel with, like, you know what I mean? They four straight backs, all nappy and shit like that. Now everybody, man, is styling. Hey, they get it done every week.
Chill. I'm on that shit right now. Nah, I got four straight backs right now.
Yeah, but you got a whole style going, though, man. You got the back out with the color. And, like, you making it work, man. You making it work. Out, pause.
On Sunday, nigga. Be telling niggas I got my back out on Sunday, nigga.
I mean, hey, man, Sunday fun day.
So, anyway, man. You ready to intro this shit?
Yeah, man, let's get it, man.
All right, so fuck my name,
fuck his name. Yeah, okay, yeah. Fuck our name. Fuck it. Yeah. Fuck.
This is real nigga shit, man. I'm just letting them know.
I know. So it's been a while. We ain't done that in a minute. So.
Yeah, man. I'm
Tretch.
And this is.
Tretch and Romeo News Podcast. Hey, welcome. Hey, we're live on X today. Hey, guys. So, you know,
yeah, we
thanks
on X.
The audience. You know what I mean? It's out here watching. You know what I mean? So it's X now. We can't even call it Twitter no more. It's a whole different experience. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers calling me on this shit now and shit like that. I'm like, all right, this is different now. It's different. It's different.
Yeah, I respect it more. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I got more, like, I take it more seriously now because it's X.
Yeah, it's got more features. You know, shit, we're able to do this. Maybe we were able to do this before. We just ain't know. But either way, we're going to run with it. They got us here now, so we here. So.
Word. Well, if y'all ain't know, man, I guess I'll intro the topic, right?
Yeah.
If y'all ain't know, man, Mans is getting kerfuffled out here, man. Mans is getting castrated out here, man. Like, they just trying to take us all out here, man. They trying to take us out.
I thought you referred to a certain man's. You meant men's. Men's.
Just men's. Just men's in general. So, like, what I'm here to do here is, like, I'm just trying to big a nigga up because they done cut a nigga off at the knees. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to big a nigga up because his knees is cut. So, We're going to do this Will Smith movie draft.
Will Smith movie draft. Yeah. And then, Will Smith movie and much draft. To our surprise, well, it's not really a surprise at all. Nah, dog. Will's the man, man. Like, his catalog is crazy.
Shit. We from Philly. Just like, yo, I love that. That's one thing I love about Meek, yo. Whenever you see this boy, the first thing he say is, well, shit, I'm from Philly. So, like, that's the precursor for any point he's trying to make. Niggas be like, yo, you want some water? Well, shit, I'm from Philly. So, like, this nigga literally starts everything off like that. I love that, bro. I'm about to be that nigga, bro. I'm about to be that nigga. I'm about to be the Stay Black nigga. I'm about to be both of them boys.
I mean, but that's what's being from Philly. Because, you know, being from Philly, you know how it is out here. You know what I mean? So
exactly. Because I'm from Philly, so.
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
So, yeah. But anyway.
You know, because I'm from Philly.
Will Smith movie draft, man. So, here's what we're going to do it, man. It's only two of us, so we ain't snake drafting. You know what I'm saying?
The only snaking that's happened is just snaking each other for our picks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we are going to have to do a best two out of three RPS. You know what I'm saying? Best two out of three RPS to figure out who's going first.
RPS?
Yeah, nigga. What the heck? Paper, scissors.
Oh, okay, all right, here we go.
Where you from?
Huh?
I'm from Philly, because, so like.
I ain't never heard, man, I'm from Philly. I ain't never heard nobody talk about it. Rock, paper, scissors, RPS.
You ain't never heard that?
RPS?
Yeah.
Nah.
Throwing a joint on RPS?
I heard a Rochambeau, you know what I mean? So.
What's that?
Same thing.
A what?
Rochambeau. It's an alternative to saying rock, paper, scissors. They don't say that in Philly, though. They don't say it from Philly.
Virginia?
Nah, it's from Venture Brothers. So. So
where they lived at?
They took
Miami?
It from somewhere.
They lived in Miami on Adventure, bro.
Man, where didn't they live? I think that's the big thing. So.
I think I'm pretty sure they did a joint in Vegas.
It didn't even matter, right. Man. It's like, you know, they was on the compound,
that
man.
Shit was so fucking underrated, man. I need to watch that shit with this nigga.
Actually,
bro.
Yo, they the crazy thing is they
came
actually
back out again.
Well,
like, for the third time they came back.
They canceled it and they wrapped it in the movie, so they actually had like the finale movie that explained it all. Like, it's kind of crazy.
That's fire.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm gonna watch Venture Bros, man.
Yeah, it's worth another watch.
Last night I was supposed to watch. I was supposed to watch League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but I couldn't find it. Like, I could not find anywhere with it.
The movie's one
man,
thing,
so
but
my man told me this is what my man told me.
All right,
my nigga was like, so yeah, man. So I'm sitting here looking around. So I read like Solomon's cave or something like that, and I was like, what the fuck is that? He was like. So I was reading Lewis Carroll, right? And I'm like, you a weird nigga, bro. I was already criticizing my nigga, this tone. I was already criticizing this nigga for reading Alice in Wonderland, all three of them. Then he was like, yeah, but you know, I just got on my fix where I needed something to read and shit. So he read this shit called Solomon's Chest or whatever. Because he was looking, he cared about Solomon and shit. Found out it was about Quatermain. It was about this nigga, this guy named Quatermain. Quatermain was the main character of League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, played by Sean Connery. So he was like, bro, this shit crazy. This Solomon's Chest shit is crazy. This nigga Quatermain, this nigga told me the whole fucking story. It was wild. Anyway,
no, I
was
supposed to watch Wild Dude.
I was supposed to watch it, but I couldn't watch it, so I ended up watching Westerns and shit with the young boy. I was trying to watch Good, Bad, Ugly, but I couldn't find that easily, so I ended up watching True Grit, which is fucking fire.
Yeah.
John Wayne. Anyway.
Nah, Good, Bad, to Ugly, man. I think what's the name? He owns all the rights to that, John. So he getting
shit,
his.
You gotta go to his crib. And watch that, John. You gotta sit down.
He is really getting his. So,
but yeah. Anyway, with that said, though, yeah, I was trying to watch League, but
yeah,
I'm gonna watch.
It's a good read. It's a good read, though. It's a good read. I know you're not really big in comics. But
I know Alan Moore did it, right?
Alan Moore, yeah, he did.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, so. That shit crazy. I know. So. I thought about it. I really did. I considered it.
But the thing is, the movie is kind of like expounded off from the comic. So they like the comic itself was like a little bit more of an enclosed story.
Yeah, it also had an all star cast, though. Like, it was a bunch of niggas I fuck with.
Yeah. Oh, in the movie or the movie. Nah, the movie went hard. So I mean, but the comic does it a little bit different, you know, with the way that they handle it. But it's cool because it's actually two stories. So like the first story is like the dudes in the movie.
Yeah.
Then the second story is like a completely like different group of like literary characters. So like it's really nice, man.
I'm just surprised my nigga sitting around reading fiction, though. That's just funny as shit to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's classical fiction, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, it is. It's historical, you know? Too. I was like, yo, and that's the crazy thing he was breaking down. He was like, yo, the history, though, like the times that these niggas was living. I was like, that's the craziest part, ain't it, nigga? It's like really being transformed in time and shit. We just had a little moment of breakdown on that shit. But it was like, yeah, man. He was like, bro, the 30s, man. So, anyway, let's get to this Will Smith
movie draft, man. All so,
right. So we gonna right. RPS it, right?
Yeah, we're gonna RPS it.
All right, you ready?
So we got to come up here so they can see us.
All right.
So
rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right, hey. You got one.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right, I got one.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right, we have tied twice, just so y'all know.
Hold on, let's do a best.
We got two.
We talk a lot of sports on this pod. Let's do a best of seven. Let's do a best of seven. Can we do a best of seven?
That's a lot.
I mean,
the best of three. I mean, you see how long it's taking to get a best of three out?
I mean, let's see.
All right, all right. Best of seven.
This is seven. That's seven.
Best of seven. So first to four.
Yeah.
First to four.
First four.
All right, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right.
I got two now.
Yeah, I got two.
All right, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You got two.
Two.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I got
three. Three.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right, I got four.
Four. All right,
let's go.
All right, game six. One Wonder. Game six. One game six. He got game six on us. It's cool.
Clutched up.
We wanted to take it to seven. He ain't let it go to seven. So we in six. It's all right. It's fine. I can live with that.
See the back. Look at the back flex. Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. So anyway,
flexing on him.
All right, flexing on him.
All right,
so I gotta fuck your game up.
Yeah,
that's what I gotta do.
I mean, nah, you listen.
So I'm taking
win your game, and don't fuck my game up, man.
See, all right, okay, all right. Well, I gotta go with Independence Day.
Independence Day?
Yeah, easy.
Okay,
I gotta go with Independence Day because the thing is, it's fucking three bad boys and it's three men in black, so we can split them jones.
So
and I feel like you ain't got no other. I feel like Independence Day would have been your number one.
Ah, man,
I do feel that way.
You know what?
I do feel that way.
Yeah, I got to say you're wrong.
All
right. But before I say you're wrong, let's give Independence Day its props, right?
Yeah.
First off, synonymous with synonymous with a holiday, right?
Yeah.
So essentially, you can watch that movie every holiday, and not to mention the movie itself is just super iconic.
It's a Christmas movie, ain't it?
Huh?
Is it a Christmas movie?
Nah.
You sure? Oh, no. It's July 4th. Shit. Yo.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yo, you wasn't even going to tell me, bro.
I wasn't going to tell you.
You was going to be like, nah, I don't think so. And then you was going to let us move on, bro. You were really going to let us move on.
I mean, I figure it was lost on you at the point of, like, you know, it's in the title. Independence Day. I mean.
That shit had fucking Lou Gossett Jr. in it, man. I don't fucking know.
Hey, but what's the name? What's his name? Jeff Goldblum was the man in that shit.
Harry Connick.
Jeff Goldblum, no, he was the man in that junk, though. I can't front on him. So
Jeff Goldblum always been the man.
So, all right.
So where you going, nigga?
All right, so my number one.
We got birds and
my number one. I'm gonna get sentimental because you know I'm light skinned. Pursuit of Happiness, man.
Oh, that's where you going?
Yeah, that's my number one.
That's
so
not on my list.
So
that's literally. Is that on my list, bro? No, that shit ain't on my fucking list. All right, that ain't even on my list. All right, you good.
So I don't know. That's the number one, man. That's one of those movies, like, I'm not going to watch it every day, but anytime I need, like, a personal kick in the ass or just a reminder of, like, you know,
yeah,
what shit could be or who you could be, you know what I mean? That movie just kind of lets you know, you know what I mean? So
single parent.
Single parent, middle-aged black man trying to make it in San Francisco, bad living haircut. In there. So, you know what I mean? Just, you know, just trying to make it. So it's just one of those, like, inspirational, aspirational movies. And it was kind of cool, man.
I feel that. All right, so I got a question before I pick my next one.
All right.
Are we trying to win or are we trying to just pick our favorite movies?
We're picking our favorite movies.
Are we really? I thought I'm trying to win, nigga.
So we
I wouldn't have won Independence Day like first overall, nigga.
I mean,
it's not my favorite movie.
I mean, that's a win.
You.
Yeah, I know. See, like I said, win your own game. We trying to big man's up, all right, man. All right, tearing other man's down. You know what I mean?
All right. I got you. I'm going.
Yeah, talking like this. I ain't from Canada. What the hell am I doing? I'm from Philly.
I think I might.
Bull trying to pull all the bulls down.
I think I might have started it, niggas. All right. I'm going to go ahead and take Bad Boys, the original.
The original?
Yeah, the original.
Bad Boys 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one is the best one of you? It's hard for me to decide.
I'm going to still say the first one. The first one's the best one overall.
Yeah.
Just because of the way the story played out. I love 2. 2 definitely had all the theatrics and everything like that, but 1 is just the way that they told the story by essentially switching both of the characters and making the other character kind of play the other character to kind of create the story. Like,
Lowry was the piece of shit at first and the single dude who ain't had no care in the world and was reckless. And then Martin was like super responsible and had a family and shit.
So
and then he switched it around.
Yeah, so they made them have to actually play one another. Like, so that was that in itself. I like storytelling like that because it kind of I don't know. It makes it more interesting. It gives you a little bit of depth of both the characters. So.
Yeah, a little bit of range.
Yeah, so they show a little bit of range, and they still managed to do that in the confines of an action movie. You know, that was actually really cool. They actually showed, like, you know, not to get all woke with it, but, you know, different reflections and, like, you know, perceptions of black men and men actually showing different natures within their character back and forth to one another. That was fire. That was fire. I like that.
Yeah, plus it was niggas with guns. Go ahead.
We love that.
What's your next one?
My next one, I'm going to go with... Actually, I'm going to move this one up, man. iRobot. Because that John is like, you know, like that movie is just so pertinent to what's about to happen.
Damn, I think you might have forced my hand. You getting serious now. I ain't think you just going to get serious now.
Yeah, man. See?
All right.
You know, I made the first pick, the you know, it was one of those, you know, it was like the Markelle Fultz pick. It was kind of like the sentimental one where they forced our hand.
Yeah.
I forced my hand with that one.
Yeah. You
so, but too. the second pick had to be a little bit of a heavy
hitter.
Yeah,
a heavy hitter. Yeah. You start off with Pursuit of Happiness. I don't want to give a fuck about that.
I mean, well, that's the thing. We have to get that movie as props. So, if you're listening, you're watching, watch that movie. You know what I mean? Despite how you feel about Mans, the story that man stole through another man's.
All right, well, in the same spirit of you doing the iRobot thing, I'm gonna go with the Men in Black, bro.
Men in Black?
Yeah, but
which one? What's your favorite Men in Black?
Three, man. I'm going with three, man.
Yeah. Yo, man.
I wanted to do that first overall, bro. That's my favorite Will Smith movie by far.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
Homeboy went back in the past and met his dad. Yeah, just. And then his dad was Luke Cage, man. Like, what the hell, dog? You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy, man. So.
And they had the young Tommy Lee Jones, which wasn't Tommy Lee Jones, played by the other nigga. He did a good-ass job.
Yeah, it was Josh Brolin. So. Yeah, that's Josh Brolin, everything, man. Everything. But
I enjoyed the fuck out of that movie.
Nah, that was a good one.
But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go Men in Black. See, I feel like we should have did it like franchise. Like, if you pick Bad Boys, you get all the Bad Boys. But that's kind of unfair.
I mean, I'm not mad at that, though.
Nah. That's kind of unfair, though.
Nah, because, you know, I'm going to go with the next one. It's going to hit. So
I know what you're going with.
What am I going with?
I Am Legend.
Oh, man. You know me too well.
Yep.
Why would I pick I Am Legend?
Because it was led to that. Like, we already did iRobot, then we did Men in Black. It was a future apocalypse situation going on there.
Yeah, so post-apocalyptic. Well, we're living in those times these days. So, yeah, it's kind of letting us know what's going on. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
So, just trying to tell us how it can be. And then, I don't know, it's just, I guess the ultimate, he told his own story, actually, in that movie. He was doing just fine until somebody came along.
Shit, until a bunch of motherfuckers came
along. He was telling the story of what's going on now. So, but we bigging Mans up. So.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that's fucked up. Huh? That's fucked up. All right. No, because you called her like a flesh-eating fucking zombie or something like that.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm just saying.
I didn't say that.
What you likened it to.
No,
that was
I didn't.
The analogy you just.
Nah, it was not. Well.
It was a metaphor you just drew.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was going to let everybody fill out their own metaphor. Anybody could have been the, you know, flesh-eating zombie or the person.
Yeah, but I was late. So I had to realize that.
He risked his head to save and stuff like that.
I was late. I didn't know it was supposed to be subtle. I missed that the whole discretion part.
But it's cool though.
All right,
so we got a sequel. We got a sequel.
You got Pursuit of Happiness.
So we got
You got Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, iRobot.
iRobot. I Am Legend. That's where you at right now?
Yeah.
All right.
So
I gotta go hard now. Nigga, fuck that. I'm going 6 degrees.
6 degrees?
Six fucking
okay,
degrees.
6 degrees.
Bro. What's harder than fucking nah? What's harder than that?
What's harder than that?
What's harder than 6 degrees of separation?
All right.
So here, if
let's get this slide.
It wasn't even. All right, let's skip the gay part, right? Because it's gay.
No, but that's.
But it was about
that's the that's the least.
It was about
though.
The refinement of a character, bro. It was about the refinement of a character. It was about this nigga being able to be a fucking complete social chameleon. It was about him being able to take on a whole bunch of different shit and convince these niggas that he was somebody he'd never ever been and never even met. That shit was fascinating to me. It was a great study.
It was catching me if you can with the broke black guy. It was catching me if you can
with
on a lower budget.
Black nigga. Yeah, with a broke black nigga that was like college age.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was before Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Well, that's what got him Fresh Prince, because I think everybody saw that movie and they were like, yo, this boy got some chops.
you know what I mean? Pause.
So
he was chopping some shit down in that movie, bro. Anyway, yeah, but 6 degrees, definitely, man. That was one of my favorite movies. But when I saw that movie, I was like, wow, this is society run that back. Run that shit back. What you mean, bottle? That's crazy.
But that was a crazy thing, because a lot of people that, you know, he got a lot more flack because of like playing the gay character, but nah, dog, it was more about,
he wasn't even, I think he was playing a gay nigga, bro. I think he was just, I don't even think he was gay. I think he was just willing to be whatever a nigga had to be.
But I think that was the point. That was the point of the character, just showing somebody that actually had that ability to actually just be, like you said, a social chameleon, or just to actually be just like so, like, how should I say it? Extrovertibly flexible or whatever, and just being able to kind of mold and meld their characters, and like, I don't know, they're like, their social fluency was just crazy, you know what I mean? That was really cool to see, like, whether it was even like, as he was acting, he was playing a character that was playing a character, and it was like almost like a, you know, kind of one of those Robert Downey Jr. moments where you got a guy playing a guy that's playing a guy that's playing a guy, you know what I mean? So,
you think Kodak Black ever seen 6 Degrees of Separation?
I mean, I think he's in his own version of it right now. I think he may actually be that guy, that 6 degrees of separation.
You think he's a guy within a guy?
Nah, well, maybe, yeah, well, definitely. Man, my man was all right, just so you know, my man was on Star Search back when he was on 13, So he was actually trying to actually, he was trying to be in showbiz for a very long time, so.
This was all planned?
I mean, I don't know if it's all planned. I just know this is all an effort. Okay. You know what I mean? So,
okay. What do you think his favorite Will Smith movie is?
His favorite Will Smith?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to say Bad Boys 2.
He probably say Welcome to Miami.
Yeah. That was Bad Boys 2. That was the Miami movie right there.
Was so. It?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would probably say
Welcome to Miami. That was one like super Miami, I think.
Party in the City where the heat is on.
Did they play that song in that movie?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know.
But that movie was that vibe, though.
No, Bad Boys 2 was way after Miami came out. Miami came out when niggas was in, like...
Yeah.
Miami came out in, like...
04, 03, 04, 2003, 2004?
No.
2000?
No, 99, 2000. Earlier, even.
Probably. Maybe 2000.
Miami came out in 99.
Because I remember...
99.
Well, oh, here we go. Excuse Me, Miss Remix.
No, nigga.
That was on the remix.
Smith, Welcome to Miami.
No, I'm talking about the what's the name? Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was, yeah, excuse me, Miss Remix. But that was
3 or 4.
But that song was on the soundtrack for the album, wasn't it? Yes, it was.
Yes, all right, it was. Right. The Pharrell shit was, but Welcome to Miami.
Welcome to Miami was like 2007. Sorry, 97, 98. Maybe it was around that time. Yeah, it was late 90s. I know they were within like a four year span. And what are we arguing about again?
97.
Sorry, I don't know what we're even arguing about right now.
97.
So
what's Kodak Black's favorite Will Smith
movie? Okay.
All right. So anyway. So I want 6 degrees, my nigga. Beat all that. Right.
Hitch.
Damn. I want a hitch. I want a hitch. So. But I gotta be real to myself. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
a relationship.
I got real, you know what I mean? Some would say I reached on the first movie, you know what I mean? So on my first pick. You know what I mean? So this is a good one right here. But Hitch, I feel like is
no. I stopped trying to win after the first pick. After the first pick, I was like, I'm gonna do what I want now.
So I mean, because yeah, I mean, you picked the statistically highest, most performing movie on the list. So
yeah, pretty much. That's gonna hold me down for all my mistakes that I'm about to make. All right.
But yeah, but I gotta go with Hitch.
Hitch is a great movie.
Hitch is
made
good.
Me feel like Hitch made me feel like a woman is worth it, and she got value, and you need to fucking act like it.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah,
and there's not enough of that anymore.
Nah, I mean, that's the thing, in terms of just having good characters and just being a good guy, and essentially just showing that within this world and everything that's going on, just being a good person, a good character, you'll actually meet the person that you want to meet. You just gotta fucking
It had Eva Mendez in her prime.
I mean, some would say she still is in her prime. So
yeah.
So
yeah.
Though she is competing with the Ariana Grandes, Selena Gomez these days, but
that's a good competition,
you know,
though.
But you know,
it's good competition.
So, but
all right. Damn, Hitch, you coming up on me with that Hitch pick? You actually just took over the fucking edge. I gotta be for real now. I gotta be for real.
Oh man. So let's see, yeah, because we're coming on 5 right now.
Yeah, we coming on 5.
This is now it's getting a little greasy.
Ew. Ew. I'm reading these joints. Ew. I got to go Ali.
You killed me on that.
I got to go Ali.
Honestly, I was going to go there.
I know you was going to go there. You had to. That's why I had to do it.
Damn, dog.
I would have went Hitch. Nigga, if you ain't go Hitch, I would have went I Am Legend. If you ain't go I Am Legend. But I'm just sitting here picking for myself. You know what I'm saying? You picking for the people.
I'm picking for this people here, man. My own people. These are my personal. I'm just giving what you leaving me here, man.
Picking for the people, man. I'm zagging. You picking for the people. So anyway, a little word on Ali.
Great performance.
That nigga. First off, he's not a character actor. Never been a character actor, bro. And that was his step into being that. That was his little fucking. His little taste of a little bit of Robin Williams, a little bit of Jim Carrey, a little bit of I'ma get weird. I'ma live on the street because I want to stink. I want to know what it feel like. You know, it was a little bit of that. I respect it. He ain't that guy, but he tried his best. And that was not an unconvincing performance.
No, he did really good.
I watched Muhammad Ali in my lifetime. And I watched Will Smith. And that nigga convinced me about 2-3 times throughout that movie that he was fucking Muhammad Ali. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you watching it and you know it's a movie? Just like how the Malcolm X movie
Denzel
was.
Denzel Malcolm X movie was.
You were watching that shit and you was like, wait, this nigga? Nah, it's not this nigga.
What?
Wait a minute. He was related to him or something. Did he go to school with him? You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a whole bunch of that type of shit going on with that movie. And I think it's a little bit of spiritual shit going on. So I fuck with it. I give him that credit for that movie. I think that could be a staple of a nigga's. If that was the only movie he ever made in his life, that movie would shit on so many other black characters' fucking careers, which is crazy.
I mean, well, that's like the only movie he's done of that kind where he's actually tried to actually portray and be some.
Yeah, a historical figure.
Yeah.
I mean, Wild Wild West, he was a historical figure.
Yeah, and that movie was historical as well, too, in other ways. So historical in a couple ways. You did get a good song out of it, though.
It's the Wild Wild West. Straight. Yeah, Cisco, yo.
Yeah, fucking Cisco. Drew Hill and shit.
R.I.P. Like, Cisco, shit.
He's still alive.
I mean, who knows that, though? Yeah. Who's really, like, going to say that confidently?
Other than
you.
Huh?
Tretch, you got your connects in these streets, all right? You a different type of nigga, but ain't nobody walking around saying, like, I could go outside and bet anybody on the street and be like, $20 is Cisco dead. And they would be like, I don't know if I can take that bet, bro. I don't got confidence.
Why would I take that? Why would anybody take that bet? Just bet on a random person being dead? That's just like, you know, just how we live.
Because nobody knows for sure, but I could go out here act like I know and get them off their square, bro. Make some money. I know how to make some money.
Yo, that's a good one there. That's a good one. That's a good one. You want to talk about making bets and hustle, man. So you might be competing with Rich Paul on that one, man. So apparently he was really big in gambling too, man. You may be on your way, man. So
man, you know,
you from Philly, you know what I mean?
I'm from Philly though. So you know what I'm saying?
But damn,
if you're gonna give me water, that shit need to come with a lemon. Cause I'm from Philly, man.
Oh man.
All right. So I want Ali, nigga. You stuck.
Yeah, you got me in the spot, man.
Yeah, got you bent up in this spot right now.
Pause.
Like fucking H money bags
pause,
and shit.
Pause.
Nah, nigga, any real niggas know. Real niggas know.
They do. But it just still. Oh, man.
This nigga can't see him. He's reading his ass off right now. This nigga staring at this list.
Yeah, because now
this
you can't.
This nigga done scanned the list 15 times.
Yeah,
it ain't good enough for him. Now he got to look at another list.
We ate my list here, so.
Yeah, now we got my list had more. And
yeah.
You probably have to go online and look for a bigger list. This ain't even enough right now.
Yeah, so let's we're going to do Focus. Focus is
that
dope.
Shit ain't even on my list. I never even seen that shit, bro.
No, you never seen it?
No.
It was cool. Him, what's the name? Margot Robbie. They did a really good job. Robbie Robbie. Mispronounced it, but either way.
All right.
They did a really good job. Essentially like one of those kind of like spy versus spy type of jobs.
So
but,
you know what that mean, know. Right? That mean we pretty much taking these franchises for what they are, right? Because you're not going, like I did MIB3, you ain't do MIB1. So if I go up here and I take
it. Nah. Honestly, in my head, I let the franchises
You let
rock.
The franchises rock? Rock so yeah, we yeah, took franchises. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so I got both franchises. I'm kind of shit.
Yeah.
All right.
I got the one and done's. You got the franchises. You know what I mean? I think we can live with that. You know what I mean?
So Margot Robbie. Robbie. Mm-hmm. Margot Robbie.
Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about her?
What about her?
What about her?
Like, just what about her, period?
No, I'm just saying, like, you was talking about her. That's what you left off at. You was saying Margot Robbie.
Him and her were in the movie together, and they did a really good job of, like, the spy versus spy thing. But okay. They had a really dope scene in the movie where essentially him and her were playing off of one another, and they were pretty much just trying to actually, like, I mean, essentially, like, they're essentially scammers, like, high-end scammers. But what they did is, like, they were at a football game sitting in a press box or a box seat, and they were essentially just, like, they were gambling, so asking questions like, yo, man, I bet you know, how many guys do you think look at that lady's butt when she walks up the aisle? I don't know, maybe six. I was seven. And then essentially what they did is they ended up getting some type of big ass well in there. And they did this crazy ass back and forth type of thing. But I'm not going to spoil the movie for people that haven't seen it. But it's dope. It's dope. It's dope. But another one of those movies that essentially just kind of like reminding you about attention to detail and using those details and that attention to detail to kind of create the perception of yourself, which is evil. But hey, we live in an evil world. You know what I mean? We live in an evil world. You know what I mean? So it's what it is.
All right. I got no. We counting the Latin?
No, I'm not. I'm not. No. I specifically put that on my list. I'm not going to shit on it because, you know what? He was, of anybody that could have been a better stand-in for that role, it probably could have, should have been him. Because I think.
Blame him for it?
I don't blame him at all. The guy that it should have been just wasn't here. Yo, that's another one. We got to do another draft for him, actually, yo. Robin Williams. Got to do a Robin Williams movie draft, man. Maybe not today.
Maybe one day.
But honestly, yo, that man needs some respect on his name.
We not no movie people.
We
not no movieologists and shit.
We're not just movieologists. Yeah. We real niggas. So we got to, you know what I mean? Like, we got real opinions. We got real things that we actually think and feel about these things. So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why does our opinion on these movies matter less?
You right, nigga.
You know
right.
What I mean? So, all right.
Yeah, nigga.
Because I'm from Philly. My opinion always matters.
Because I'm from Philly, nigga.
Everybody needed to know how Philly nigga feel.
Because look, I'm from Philly, nigga. All right, look. I ain't got shit, nigga. All these rest of these movies don't fucking fit the script. Like, I can't justifiably say Hancock or Bright. I'm not about to say.
Nah, like, Bright was an algorithm movie.
Yeah, and I'm not about to
Hancock,
say
Hancock. I'll be honest.
Bagger Vance.
I don't like Hancock.
Bagger Vance.
Everybody likes it a lot. So,
look. Enemy of the State is where I would go. It's easy. It's obvious. It's Enemy of the State. But I'll say Bagger Vance, and then you're going to say Enemy of the State. And now we got our sixth man. You know what I'm saying?
You giving me my. So you giving me Enemy of the State as my sixth man?
That's what you want.
That's what I want.
That's what you want. Come on. Where you going? Because I'm going to go Bagger Vance. You're not going to go Bagger Vance no matter what. So I'm going to do you the favor, and I'm going to say Bagger Vance so we can have it on the list.
I actually haven't. Of the ones, I haven't seen that one.
I know. You wouldn't go Bagger Vance. So with that said,
I wouldn't go
Enemy of the State.
And I wouldn't go King Richard, even though he won an Oscar for King Richard.
Fucking King Richard even is though probably amazing. I haven't seen it, though.
Yeah.
How recent is it? Is it like 2018?
That's what he won.
Is it like 2018?
Nah, 2021, actually.
So look, honorable mention, because I, you know what, I haven't seen that, and I'm sure that it's probably better than half of the shit that we
He won an Oscar for it.
Who gives a fuck about an Oscar? Oscar could suck a dick. But I'm just saying, it's probably great, because he's in, you know, like son of my old age type shit. Like, once you get your maturity, you get your legs up under you, you know what I mean? But ain't nobody paying attention no more, because you're not sensationalized no more. But you might be the best nigga you ever been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, with that said, I really do feel like that shit probably is his best movie, even though I ain't seen it. But I'm willing to make a case for that being his best movie. But I ain't seen it, man. You wouldn't pick two movies already that I ain't seen. So,
so we got to get
what
up on this.
What else you got
here?
Better than Enemy of the State? Even though you already fucking proved me wrong by saying King Richard.
Oh, wow. I forgot all about this. I don't even know if I even count this. Shark's Tale. Shark's Tale was actually fire.
That's voice acting. I'm not. That's like,
you're not?
Yeah, that's like. That's like giving Eddie Murphy donkey and shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm wilding. Wilding. Concussion. Actually, should have won the Oscar for that one.
Another movie I ain't seen.
So,
nice.
So
you on the fringe. You went back to the fringe. All right. Okay. Hey, listen. So you got Concussion. That's your sixth man, right?
Yeah.
So Enemy of the State is left on the wayside, by the wayside, down there with Wild Wild West and all that bullshit. All right. Listen, guys. Tell us what the fuck, who won this draft? Because right now, I'm working with Independence Day. I got the Bad Boys franchise. I got the Men in Black franchise. I got 6 Degrees of Separation, and I got Ali. My nigga over here, Tretch, he got fucking Pursuit of Happiness, iRobot, I Am Legend, Hitch, Focus,
Concussion.
And Concussion. Yeah, you're shorthand crazy. You should have seen my mind working. So
these are just simple.
With that said, who won? Who got the best jaw? And then on top of that, would you take your list over fucking Fresh Prince?
Would I take my list over Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good. That's a tough.
Would you take your list over Fresh Prince?
Nah.
I wouldn't take your list over Fresh Prince.
Nah. Either. Nah, because honestly, everything I get everything from Fresh Prince, and I'm getting from this list.
Yeah.
But I mind you, this whole list, with the exception of iRobot, is like all of his acting, feel good, personable, you know what I mean? You know, roles and shit like that. So like these are like his actual, like, you know, you got
nothing was a blockbuster on that except for I Am Legend and iRobot.
iRobot, yeah. So, but I Am Legend got killed, because, man, that joint was like bootlegged to shit, dog. I had that movie like 3 weeks before it came out. So.
Yeah, but we from Philly, though. So, like, that's going to happen with any movie. I can catch a train home and cop anything. I can buy fucking organs on the fucking train on the way home.
I wouldn't probably be promoting
2:30 in the fucking morning.
No, you can't do that in Philly, dog. Yeah, they don't harvest organs here. They don't.
Who are you talking to? You don't be talking to the niggas I be talking to, bro. I'm telling you, I ain't looking for it.
You can cop a kidney out here?
If I ask.
Note it.
Hey, listen. This is all just jokes. Just so y'all know. Like, we ain't do the disclaimer in the beginning. Yeah. We usually do the disclaimer.
This is a good joke. Yeah,
but we did the disclaimer in the beginning of the season. So we figure y'all niggas get it.
This is an improv comedy podcast. Yeah, for those that don't know.
We ain't even real people. Like, this is a character. Shit. We created this shit.
Yeah.
We writing this down before we come in here. But anyway, yeah, I wouldn't take your list over fucking Fresh Prince. Not one.
But would you take your list over Fresh Prince? Independence Day over Fresh Prince. Why?
Independence Day, Bad Boys franchise, Men in Black franchise. I like Men in Black. I've watched Men in Black 3 probably 46 times, and I probably watched it way more than I watch any singular episode of Fresh Prince.
Really?
Yeah. 6 Degrees of Separation, I probably watched about 6-7 times.
I've only seen that one like. Maybe twice.
Actually. I had to run it back.
Twice.
I had to run it back.
I feel like that, you know, us having this conversation, I'm probably going to watch that this. I'm catching the flight.
What did I say I was going
to watch that? Tonight. I'm going to watch that on the
Adventure Bros.
Yeah. Nah, Adventure Bros. Yo.
You should watch that shit on the flight, bro. Because it's not even that long. It's really only like 86 minutes or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That. It's pretty short. It's not that.
It's not a 90 minute John. So, yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
And then isn't one of the Sutherlands in it? Isn't the older Sutherland in it?
Yeah. Donald. Yeah, Donald. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, it's a good movie, bro. It's a good movie. But yeah, in my adult life, for real. All right. So how is it going? Like, is this going forward or is this like what I had? Cause what I had coming up, I think Fresh Prince influenced me more than any of these movies at all. But going forward, I'm more likely to watch any of these than I am the Fresh Prince. I'm never watching Fresh Prince again, probably in my life. Cause I've watched every episode so many times. But
I mean, it's weird though. But I find myself on those binges. Like, for instance, like I felt that same way about Martin. But then when I caught COVID, I just laid up on the couch dying watching Martin. Even though laughing is probably the worst thing you should do when you're sick because it makes you cough. But
no, laughing is the best cure. Laughing is the best medicine.
Yeah, what do they say? Laughter is medicine. Laughter is medicine. You know what I mean? So shouts out to the comedians, the real doctors.
Oh,
that's
what they said in True Grit when a nigga was trying to make a deal with a nigga. And they was finally on the same page and they understood each other. He was like, all right, let's make medicine. Let's make medicine, bro. I fuck with it.
I like that.
Yeah, for real. Let's make medicine.
Yeah, so folks, this is medicine. So
yeah.
You're getting medicine right now. We're giving you medicine.
Yeah. So. Are you on Twitter? Are you monitoring any of this shit at all?
No, we're here. We're here. Sorry. Sorry, man. You guys can comment, talk amongst yourselves. We're gonna see this at the end of it, and feel free to cuss us out and tell us how you really feel.
So yeah, I just want to shout my man out. Like, y'all should share this with Will. Like, let him know we support him and shit.
Yo, we wildin'.
What, the game on?
Yeah, we only got like 10 minutes, man.
Oh,
right.
No, this is cool, though. We don't got nothing else to talk about.
Anymore. I know. I mean, I know people want us to chime in about how we feel about James Harden and how we feel about the Sixers. But, man, fuck this, though. The Eagles about to play, dog. We about to.
Nah, see, that's the thing about sports, bro. It's a new game every day.
Fuck the Cowboys. Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. But new game every day. Yo, look, my young boy out here, he got on mad fucking Navy. That's an outfit he picked. He know how to get fly now. I'm just happy for him for knowing how to get fly. I wasn't going to give him
but
shit.
But he wore the right hat, though.
That's what I did. I was like, look, you going to wear all that Navy out here. You throw that Eagles hat on real quick, my boy.
That's why you ain't let him go to the park, man. You ain't wanting to, I mean.
Park because he was bullshitting me all week. He was bullshitting me to my face all week. That's why that nigga can't go to the park.
Oh, see? Cowboys.
That's them niggas, man. So, anyway. we can go ahead and basically wrap this up. I just want to thank y'all niggas for tuning in. We took a long time off, but we got shit to, we got loose ends to tie and stuff like that. But y'all fuck with us, so y'all gonna continue to fuck with us, I imagine, just like we fuck with y'all. We ain't going nowhere for real, for real. We trying to get a little bit more consistency on the schedule. But see, what we gonna do is we gonna call this the new season, right? And we gonna turn a new leaf, and we gonna be here for y'all consistently and shit like that. We also gonna pursue this media thing. That's what's been slowing us down, because we trying to get better. It's not just the consistency, it's also the growth that we trying to bring to y'all. So, in trying to produce video content and shit, all of that shit has been just like making all of this more cumbersome than we thought it was going to be. So now we got to like recalibrate. So we here now, and we going to be here more. So we appreciate y'all sticking around and like riding with us through this journey and shit, because we kept y'all hanging. But
those are the real riders. But hey, but in the midst of that, the audience has grown as well too. So everybody that's new, they're actually the recipients
talk to the new real niggas.
You know what I mean? So everybody that's new, that's finally here, thank you for riding with us. Hopefully you took the chance to actually go and get caught up with a lot of the older shit. Because I felt like, if you got introduced to us like more recently in the past couple months, even though we weren't necessarily really recording podcasts, a lot of the older stuff that we were saying is actually a lot more pertinent these days. It's fucking crazy.
Who would have thought, we was killing it.
We're visionaries.
Come on, man.
But that's for you to find out, for us to know. And for everybody that does know, thank you for recognizing that, spending time with us right now. So, any other announcements we need to make?
I think I want to replace the, as always, we love you.
Yeah,
them niggas are still rocking, man. And I gotta shout them niggas out. I love them niggas, bro. So I don't want to steal their shit and just like unconscionably keep rocking with it. I want to make my own shit. So let's make medicine, man. Fuck it. Let's go.